What's up? This is Bo. Welcome to the Motivation Muscle. Today, I'm going to give you two things that are absolutely necessary for you to be motivated day in and day out and make the right choices. First, I want to ask you a couple of questions. What if you committed to the goal that you made when you first made it? So maybe that was showing up to the gym and changing your body and changing your life. What if it was doing 50 cold calls every single day, no matter what? What if it was meditation? What if it was being nice to your significant other every single day? How would that change your life if you never gave up? If you never skipped leg day, or you didn't eat really crappy foods, and then all of a sudden now you're in this avalanche of bad decisions? What if you every single day told your wife you loved her, played with your kid, and you didn't let other things get in the way of that? How would your life change? What if you did the work that you had to do every single day, but overachieved every single day? How would that change your career? Would you be a leader now instead of an individual contributor? Or would you be the highest grossing individual contributor on the team? How would it change if you were able to maintain this level of motivation every single day? Would you have lost 300 pounds like you wanted to? Or would you now have a six-pack like you've wanted to? The beautiful thing is that you're in total control of starting over and creating that change. I'm going to give you two things that are absolutely vital to this long-term sustainability. And I'll tell you a little story about my weightlifting career. When I first started, I think I was in my career for a total of 3 years. So when I started, I was like just able to qualify and show up to the very easiest meet at a national level to show up to. Like almost anybody that could pick up a barbell can go to this meet. And I posted on Reddit and I was like, hey, Reddit, I want to become an elite weightlifter. What do I have to do? And I was pretty much laughed out of that Reddit. It was very disheartening, but I saved it because I knew in 3 years I was going to win a medal on the national level. And sure enough, 3 years later, I accomplished that. And then I reposted my initial post and I got a bunch of praise. So all of a sudden, I'm successful. Now people are happy with me, whereas when I was a scrub, people were more excited about pushing me down. And just keep that in mind for the rest of your life. The people love success, and people will try to keep people from achieving success if they can. Anyways, that really has nothing to do with the story. So the hard part about weightlifting is that it is absolutely brutal on the body, on the shoulders, the knees, the back, the hips, the wrists, your mind. It's mostly difficult on your mind because your mind will quit way before your body will. And like that's what happens to most people in any sort of endeavor, is their mind stops them first. Think about the last time that you gave up on a goal. It wasn't because your body was incapable of going. It was because you just very gently probably talked yourself out of it. And once you talk yourself out of it once, you'll continue to talk yourself out of it. And so I think these two things, if you have this, you'll be able to move above that whole talking yourself out of it. You'll move past the failing state. And like I remember, I increased my workouts from one time a day, 1 3-hour workout, to 2 hour-and-a-half workouts. And each workout, I'd have to max out. And it was absolutely brutal. But in order to work out twice a day and not take steroids, I had to eat for like 3 hours. I was just literally sitting down and just eating. And eating like that isn't fun when you're eating chicken and broccoli and rice. I was stretching constantly. I was going to sleep at like 9. I was drinking a ton of water. I was seeing a physical therapist and I was seeing a chiropractor constantly. I was doing all this really boring stuff. Oh, and I wasn't drinking. And like I was doing all this boring stuff every day for 3 freaking years. And it's really easy to not do that. But I had two things. The first, I had clarity. I was very clear on what I wanted to accomplish. I know that I wanted a medal on the national level. And the second thing is that I was committed to doing that. I had clarity on the goal, and I was committed to doing anything it took to get there. Okay, and that commitment oftentimes involves a lot of sacrifice. You know, I might have to sacrifice my time and energy. I might have to sacrifice hours and nights spent with friends so that I can recover and train the next day. But those things weren't as important to me as my overall goal, which was to get a national level medal. And so when it came to the days that I really didn't want to do it, I hated it. I wanted to quit. And dude, I made posts about it on Facebook, whining and complaining about how I didn't want to work out, how I wanted to quit the sport, how I didn't want to do it. And then my coach would remind me about, what is your goal? Why are you doing this? And that puts things into perspective. And that gave me a beautiful and a very powerful tool of my choice. I could either choose to continue, I could choose to move forward, or if I didn't, I would actively be choosing to fail. And the choice is easy if I have a clear goal and if I know that I'm committed. Okay, if I'm not committed, the choice is a lot harder. Now I allow my mind to start to argue with me. I can start to barter. Like, oh, I can have a couple beers tonight. You know, it's not too hard of a workout. Or I could stay up and watch another couple episodes of Ozark or whatever we're watching at that point in time. And when you allow yourself this flexibility, what happens? Well, you know, for one, you're not really that committed. And two, your mind is the weakest part about you. Don't give yourself that flexibility. Don't give yourself that out. Have the commitment and do it no matter what. But you need to decide that you're committed. And then if you know your goals, it's easy to take the right steps towards those goals. A lot of people are like, you know, I don't know how to lose weight. Well, like, you get a coach, but you figure out what your goal is, and then you just Google it. Like, Google will tell you exactly what to do. The information's out there. The hardest part is getting people to admit that they want to change their life, change their body, change their career, change their relationship. But once they realize they want to change it, the next hardest part is getting them to commit to it. And I remember when I was signing people up, I would sign up about one person a day, but I'd have to meet with two or three people. And the whole process was about defining what their goals were, why they were their goals, so that we could have a very clear path to get to those goals, so that I could fulfill on it, so I can do the right stuff, tell them how to get there, get them the right diet, so I can do the right stuff for them. And also for them, because if they don't know where they're going, they're going to travel in circles, get frustrated, and give up. And then the other part was the commitment. So yeah, I had to charge a lot of money, otherwise they wouldn't be committed. The people that did the worst in my program were all the people that wanted the discounts. They wanted to push off the paying. Pain no matter what when you work out. They wanted to push off all of the things that would commit them to achieving those goals. They would have to go home and think about it. And I tell them straight up, look, if you have to think about this, you're not ready to make the commitment it takes to change your body. You know why? Because that's hard. You spent the last 20 years of your life getting out of shape, making lazy choices. You think you're going to be able to change it by thinking about it overnight? Now, one or two people have, out of over 500 people, two have come back after thinking about it, made the commitment, and made the change. I should probably interview them and figure out why and how. But 498 other people that said they had to think about it, I didn't let them back into the program because they would never be successful because they weren't willing to commit, and therefore they wouldn't be able to fight that internal dialogue in their head that would definitely try to get them to stop. I know, because all the hardest stuff in the world is going to be met with very difficult decisions, and you're not going to want to do it. You're not going to want to go through the pain. So the two things you need: have a clear goal. All right. Anybody will tell, any successful person will tell you this: have a clear goal and be willing and able to commit to it 100%. All right. Don't give yourself any outs. If you give yourself an out, believe me, you will take it. And one out leads to another. I had a client of mine, he said, you know, I was on the diet for 4 weeks, perfect. And then because I was doing so well, they brought food to my office for lunch, and I had a sandwich, but I took the bread off. And then I was like, you know what, I'm gonna have a full sandwich. So he had a sandwich with the bread, and because he had the bread, and I was like, dude, you can have bread. But he didn't know it at the time. But he had bread, and he thought he was cheating. So he was like, you know what, I'm gonna have a brownie. And then he had one brownie, and then he had four more sandwiches. I was like, that's weird. Most people just eat like four more brownies. But, and then from there, like the next, like that was on a Friday. Saturday, all he did was eat bad. Sunday, all he did was eat bad. Monday, he had two bad meals and one good meal. And it was so much harder to get him back on track. So I'm telling you this because I've been through it. I've coached people through it. And having a clear goal and being committed to that goal are the things that are going to allow you to make the right choices for yourself long term when you really don't want to make the right choice. You'll know that it's the only choice because you're committed to this very specific goal. That's the only thing that you can do right now because you have this priority in your life. If you need help determining your goal, if you need help getting committed, let me know. Reach out and we can try to help figure those things out. But I hope this is helpful. If you want to write down your goals, write it down every single day. Be clear about it. Tell other people and then find ways to make yourself committed. But that's on a whole different note. I could talk for days about that. If you have any questions, reach out. Feel free. Like, share, comment. Do all the things that you do with podcasts. But I appreciate the listens. Thank you for your time. Peace.